This is Weekly Innerwork from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. Individuality and Love. Love in All the Worlds, 3. The more our inner work deepens, the more we become ourselves. And the more we become ourselves, the more we become everyone. This paradox arises in two ways. First is the truth that as we go deeper into the reality of will, into our own will, we move toward the higher will that is the source of us all. In the world based in the conscious energy, that truth about higher will remains a tentative intuition. Greater clarity comes as we climb further up the ladder of the inner worlds. Nevertheless, the other source of the paradox is the nature of the conscious energy itself, that it has no boundaries and yet confers wholeness. We can see this most readily in quiet meditation. As our thoughts and emotions relax and slow down, the underlying pure awareness, the underlying consciousness, comes to the fore. In that inner stillness, there are no thoughts saying, "I want this, I am that, he is that guy." Without those wall-building thoughts, we come into simple, pure consciousness. The lack of boundaries in consciousness, the lack of inner walls, brings an essential intimacy with others. Their consciousness is the same as ours, the same substance as ours. We all live in one great ocean of consciousness. The conscious energy transcends space-time and resides in all of us at once. Or rather, we reside in it. Our bodies are separate, but our fundamental awareness is not. When you are with someone, in person, you may at times have the perception that you both occupy the same inner, cognizant, silent space. When you are with someone, you may at times have the perception that what it's like to be them is not fundamentally different than what it's like to be you, that their awareness is the same as your awareness, that you both share in the one boundless field of awareness. This holds true for people you will never even meet. We connect with people by recognizing this inner reality we all share. Consciousness not only gives awareness, but also wholeness. In consciousness, we feel whole. We feel ourselves. We feel our I. In consciousness, I am I. No longer scattered, no longer tentative, no longer looking outside for confirmation I exist. Here I am. My will is singular and is who I am. Yet a strange thing happens at this stage. This I that we are is no longer lost in and subject to our personality, our patterns of thought and emotion, our assumption of separateness, conditioned by our body, our memories, and our experiences. We can act through, rather than from, our full personality. With complete understanding, there is nothing separate behind it. We are simply and directly ourselves. I pay attention to something, and that I that pays attention is me, unadorned, undefined, uncoerced. As we come into this simplicity of being ourselves, we find a purity, an openness in our core, an openness that is not separate from other people, just as consciousness is not separate. We are fully ourselves, yet fully connected in the self that is the immediate source of us all. The I in us recognizes the I in everyone else and sees the equality, sees the essential sameness inherent in all these I's. Physicists discovered the reality of quantum entanglement, a behavioral oneness among specially prepared elementary particles. That oneness is a oneness of will at a rudimentary level. That rudimentary quantum level is unlike the macro level world of things, including our bodies. This is also true of will. My I, my will, may drive my thoughts, may direct my senses and my body, may focus my brain, but it is not any of those things. Will is different, just as the quantum world is different. Will operates under different rules, in a different domain. In that world of will, your will and my will derive from one great will. Separateness arises when will touches the material world. Fundamentally, we are our will. Thus, the more we become ourselves, the more we become everyone. From the vantage point of the surpassing peace of our underlying consciousness, we can delve beneath the material world. We can touch the world of will. We can become ourselves and begin to realize the great self that we all are. This is love in the world of consciousness. For this week, please practice silent meditation, inner and outer. Let all the inner happenings in your mind and heart relax and abate. Be in that peace and be yourself. See your unique, naked simplicity prior to all qualities and descriptions, prior to anything that could separate you from the great self that we all are. recorded October 29, 2022. Thank you.